Here are some ideas to consider in the confront chapter. The following are specific things that you can do in the process of confronting challenges in your marriage.
Make a list of 10 problems that have led to conflict in your marriage. With each of these, A, identify whose problem it is, mine, my spouse's, or ours. B, determine its long-range impact. Will it matter 1 week, 1 year, or 10 years from now? C, evaluate its importance, small, moderate, or large.
When you get angry, step back and take a minute to examine why. Make a mental note or write the reason down to help you understand yourself better and why you do the things you do.
Remind your spouse of 3 specific ways your marriage will benefit as each of you consistently confronts your challenges.
When you encounter a problem, say to yourself, I will choose how I feel about this and how I'll deal with my emotions.
Reframe your conflict resolution discussions by beginning your conversations with phrases like, here's another opportunity for us to learn more about each other. Just think how we'll feel after we've taken our marriage to the next level. I wonder how our relationship will improve this time after we've handled this conflict well. One more chance for us to stretch and grow.
Remind your mate of 3 ways your relationship will improve as you learn to constructively confront your challenges together.
View your problems constructively by using words like challenge, stretch, test, growth experience, or learning opportunities.
Set up a regular weekly time to discuss your challenges. Schedule these in your planner and follow through without fail for at least 3 weeks.
Prior to confronting a conflict with your mate, remember these 2 ideas. How can I confront without being confrontational? How can I focus on the conflict and not be contentious?
Carry out the exercise on page 117 to establish realistic marital expectations.
Help each other use better timing in confronting conflicts by making a list of good and bad times to deal with problematic, sensitive issues.
Identify at least 1 point of agreement that you can share with your mate prior to giving any negative feedback.
When on the receiving end of your mate's criticism, say the following. I value your feedback, so please help me know some additional ways I can improve in this area.
Practice repeating to yourself when you get angry. I have chosen to be angry, and I can change this choice by reframing the situation or asking myself, what can I learn from this?
Follow this 3-part exercise to change old habits and behaviors. A, identify 1 behavior or habit in dealing with conflict that you would like to change. B, decide what new habit you would like to develop to replace the one you're changing. C, list 5 things you're going to do to begin using the new habit you've selected.
When you're upset over something, ask yourself, whose problem is it? This will take reflection and evaluation. If it is your problem, do something about it.
If you find yourself attacking your mate, remind yourself, it's the 2 of us against this problem. Let's focus our energy to attack this challenge, not each other.